Poll shows California voters disapprove of elected officials, favor stronger penalties for crimes. According to a survey, a strong majority of California voters are frustrated with state and federal politicians and support Prop 36, the law change on the November 5 ballot that would turn certain drug and theft offenses into felonies. According to the survey by the Public Policy Institute of California, published October 23, more than half of respondents, across demographic groups, said they disapprove of how Governor Gavin Newsom is leading the state. A majority also said they're not satisfied with the state legislature. Regionally, opinions are split in Los Angeles and the Bay Area, and about 61% of those in the Central Valley believe state lawmakers could achieve better results. Those surveyed reported similar feelings for their senators and assembly members. The economy is top of mind for Californians, as it has been since May 2022, in both parties, across the state, and for all demographic groups, according to the survey. California voters mention economic conditions, housing costs, and homelessness as the most important state issues, Mark Baldessari, statewide survey director for the Policy Institute, said in a statement accompanying the survey. And they choose political extremism or threats to democracy, economic conditions, and immigration as the most important U.S. problems. About 60% said California is headed in the wrong direction, a pessimism that has persisted since June 2023. Central Valley residents lead the state in negative expectations, with those living in the Bay Area on the opposite end of the spectrum. An even greater percentage believes the nation is misguided. Over the next year, most respondents expect bad financial times. A slim majority of Democrats expect good fortune, while more than two-thirds of independents expect the opposite, and 84% of Republicans expect bad times. About 20% of respondents said they approve of how Congress is doing its job, with similar findings persisting since October 2022. Support for their own representatives is broader, with 4 in 10 saying they approve. About 52% of those questioned disapprove of President Joe Biden's performance on the job, and Californians have reported similar feelings since July. Overwhelming majorities of likely voters say that voting in the 2024 election is very important, and about 6 in 10 are extremely or very enthusiastic about voting for president this year, Baldessari said. A majority of likely voters said they prefer Vice President Kamala Harris to former President Donald Trump. Representative Adam Schiff also received more support from those polled than did Republican Steve Garvey, his opponent in the race for the late Dianne Feinstein's former Senate seat. With dozens of congressional races statewide, 10 competitive races could determine which party controls the U.S. House of Representatives. Statewide, independents lean slightly toward the Democratic candidate in House races. Voters will also have 10 ballot measures to consider, and more than one-third said they are not receiving enough information to help them understand the initiatives. Proposition 36, which would strengthen penalties for repeat offenders of some drug and theft crimes, was considered the most interesting to those questioned. Nearly three-quarters said they will vote in favor of the measure, with strong support across all demographics and regions of the state. Law enforcement groups and officials back the proposition and say it will help restore order by allowing for stronger prosecutions of those responsible for dealing drugs like fentanyl or committing other crimes. Opponents, including some lawmakers, argue the measure would lead to mass incarceration and liken the proposal to a return to the war on drugs. Other recent polls, including a prior Policy Institute survey and one conducted by the University of California, Berkeley's Intergovernmental Studies Group, also found widespread support for the proposition. Newsom said he recognizes and respects the electorate's wishes. The public seems overwhelmingly supportive. I'm not naive about the public opinion and the prevailing winds, he said in response to a question from the Epoch Times during a virtual press conference October 4 on a separate topic. I knew that before it formally ended up on the ballot. In many ways, I had kind of anticipated an outcome. He cautioned that if passed, the law could cost the state billions of dollars over the next decade. In the most recent poll, a majority said they approve of Proposition 3, which would change the state's constitution to remove language that says marriage is valid only when between a man and a woman. propositions for $10 billion bonds to fund education and climate projects, respectively, and Proposition 35, which makes permanent a tax on managed healthcare organizations, also received majority support. A proposal to lower the voting threshold to pass local bond measures is splitting the electorate, as is a complex measure that would restrict spending of revenues generated by prescription drug sales by organizations that meet certain criteria. Majorities said they plan to vote against a measure that would prohibit forced labor for incarcerated individuals. An initiative to raise the state's minimum wage and another that would allow local governments to enact more rent control laws also failed to garner majority support. Researchers said high voter turnout is possible, as strong majorities expressed enthusiasm for the election. More than 8 in 10 said they are following the news closely. The survey, conducted October 7 to 15, included 1,646 adults in California and has a margin of error of 3.1%.